Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. New song, 830-WCCO. It is October the 9th. As we live in the state of hockey, that's what we claim it to be. Well, tonight, the Minnesota Wild start the journey on the path to get to the postseason for the NHL playoffs and to hopefully hoist the Stanley Cup. Let's be clear, because I have not heard this anywhere, but this is what I believe, that Kirill Kaprizov, the star for the Minnesota Wild, he is under the microscope to lead the Minnesota Wild to its first Stanley Cup, and now he must get the scrutiny like all the other star athletes. It's a must. When you look at this situation here, and I know that he got the big, massive, fat contract, 8 years. I can't remember exactly what the dollar amount was. But Kirill the Thrill, in my opinion, is under the microscope. And this is what happens when you are extremely talented. You are viewed as a rising star, possibly a superstar in your sport, and you get paid. Now the microscope comes, the more criticism comes, it all comes with it. And I'm not sitting here saying that he is the only one. Anthony Edwards is also someone that is under that microscope, but to a lesser degree. He's 24 years old. Kirill is 28. I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't realize until this week how old he was. He's 28 years old. He is in his prime. And yes, I am putting Anthony Edwards on the hot seat too. You know I love my Wolves basketball. You know I love my basketball. You know I'm a season ticket holder for the Wolves. He's on the hot seat too. Get her done, Ant. Back-to-back years, Western Conference Finals. Trying to get to the NBA Finals. Step your game up even more. You got winded 2 years ago. Last year wasn't enough against OKC. You are on the hot seat too. But the difference between the two is that Ant's 24. He's not even in his prime yet. In the NBA, an individual is in their prime between years 26 and 32. That's your prime. 26 and 32. Now, I'm not going to give Ant a pass because when you get to the Western Conference Finals in back-to-back years, we know that you've got the talent to go next level. And everybody's anointing him like he's on the verge of being Michael Jordan. He's got to step it up. But what about Kirill? He's 28. It's go time. And I know that there's probably one or two of you out there, and I'll give up the phone number, 651-461-9226. That are probably like, well, hold on, Lake. We've seen Byron Buxton be under the microscope. You're talking about Anthony Edwards being under the microscope. You're talking about Kirill Kaprizov being under the microscope. What about Justin Jefferson? Justin Jefferson is in the least position to be able to impact his team in championships than those guys. Yes, he's the best wide receiver in football. But if J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz can't get him the football, it won't matter. Anthony Edwards can single-handedly get the job done on many nights for the Wolves. Kirill Kaprizov can do the same for the Minnesota Wild. But it's time. There's no, we're kicking it down the road with these guys. Oh, we got these guys locked up for so many years. Well, no, let's not do that. I got mad with Ant last year at the end of the series where, what did Ant say? Ant made a comment in the press conference where they were talking about the theme of the conversation at the time or at the moment was about Mike Conley and wanting to get to an NBA Finals for Mike Conley. And Anthony Edwards was saying something along the lines of, you know, I'm young, we got time, whatever, you know, we'll get back to it. And I said at that time, if you remember, I said, Ant, you can't take these moments for granted. You just can't. Think about Dan Marino when he got to a Super Bowl. What did we all think? We thought that Dan Marino was going to go to a bunch of Super Bowls, that Dan Marino was going to be able to get the team back. That's why right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, don't think that you're going to have, seriously, three or four more times with Patrick Mahomes. You might, but nothing's guaranteed. This is probably the last go-round for Travis Kelce. I think he's going to retire at the end of this year. LeBron James, the breaking news of the day with LeBron James, he's going to be out the first month of the season. I think this is it for LeBron James. I think he's done.
Yeah.
Father time always wins. But in the state of hockey, I think it's time to go ahead and apply that slight pressure and put under the microscope Kirill Kaprizov.
It's funny you mention that because I think a lot of people are – I think a lot of people sat through the summer waiting on – oh, that those Parise Suter contracts to expire, because then this will be our year. We could spend money and get big time players, and now you pretty much threw almost all of that cash at Kirill Kaprizov, and now everybody has to face the music of, this is our guy. He is our leader. He is the guy that is going to lead this team into that next echelon of play, and especially the Ant situation. 24 years old. And trust me, he's got a lot of runway left if he stays healthy. Now if I were to put all my betting chips in one basket, I'd say the Wolves get a title before the Wild do, because I just think we're that. The math shows, the logic shows with that. But, yeah, to your point, I think a lot of people would just think that multiple players win championships, and we're seeing two great examples of, no, this is our guy. These are our guys, and you're going to have to take it or leave it, whether you like it or not.
Your thoughts on this topic, 651-461-9226. Because I'm dead serious. I'm not just bluffing, and I'm not blowing smoke. I think that the clock clearly ticking for Ant, the clock clearly ticking for Kirill. Kirill, when I saw that Kirill Kaprizov was 28, he looks like he's 16.
He does.
Like,
he does.
And I know that he hasn't played a ton of years in the National Hockey League, but that did surprise me.
Yeah.
And let's go back to something else, because we like to trot out that we're the state of hockey, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we proclaim Minnesota to be. I remember, and this is one of the coolest moments, at least for me, because it caught me off guard, in terms of broadcasting and doing radio. July the 4th, 2012. I'll never forget that day.
Yeah.
I was on the airwaves at KFAN, and the news broke that Ryan Suter and Zach Parise both signed with the Minnesota Wild, both signing identical 13-year, $98 million contracts. And what happened to be a full show of me being on the airwaves for like 3 hours ended up being Henry Lake is doing some sort of Minnesota Wild fan line for like 5 hours that day. Literally, I'm getting, they are booking all kinds, and this is on a holiday.
Yeah.
And you know, on a holiday like July the 4th, it's a ghost town. There's nobody at the station. It's bare bones.
You and I are the only people in Minneapolis that day.
It's literally, it was so many, like the PD had to call in and be like, hey, we're going to get you this person. We're going to get you that person. We're going to get you this person. To all call in and talk about and weigh in on that day. But this is the thing. You know what the mentality was? Oh, we're definitely getting a championship. But beyond the definitely, we're definitely getting a championship, when you see how many years the contract is, what do we tend to do? We kick it, in terms of the expectations, down the road. We're like, oh, we got all the time in the world. These guys will get it done in year 4 or 5 or 6. There's no givens in the world of sports. 651-461-9226. Your text, your phone calls, we'll take them next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kirill Kaprizov and Anthony Edwards are not going to be forever young. They're not. It is go time. Us as sports fans in Minnesota, we want to win, and we want to win now. Timberwolves have never won an NBA championship, have never been to an NBA finals. Minnesota Wild, same thing. It's go time. These guys may be young today. They'll be old tomorrow. 651-461-9226. And we also got to step up our expectations, I think, around here. We know what the natural progression can be. And I don't think that we, and when I say we, I'm talking about us as a fan base, and even in the media, is putting enough pressure on the Wolves going into this year. You just went to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
The natural progression you would think is get to the finals.
Yeah.
I get it. OKC is the team to beat. We get that. I understand that the Houston Rockets added KD and, you know, they're looking to take some steps forward. Totally get all of that. But it is what it is. In sports, you take those steps and you show some progress, we expect you to ultimately close it, seal the deal. People thought that the Detroit Lions were going to be better last year. They were better last year. They still couldn't get it done. And then everybody thought this year the Lions will take a step back because they don't have all of the pieces from last year, and they lost both of their coordinators. But you know what? Detroit Lions, pretty darn good. Text line from the 612. State of hockey? What a joke. State of producing hockey stars for other places. Let me say this in response to that. I actually don't care where we get the hockey players from. Just win. Just win. I don't care if we have no players from Minnesota on the Wild. Just win, baby. Isn't that what it's about? I mean, Kirill's not exactly from the States.
Yeah.
Just get it done. And they also say Wild must go to the second round of the playoffs this year, Stanley Cup next year.
Yeah.
You're a hockey guy, so yeah. What do you say to that, Josh?
Yeah, so I'm not saying this is...
With your Wild hat on.
So this is year three of the quote-unquote five-year plan that Bill Guerin and Craig Leopold had talked about a few years ago. I don't see them getting to the Cup this year. I would expect a deeper playoff run this year because you have the Matt Boldys, you have the Danila Yurovs developing, you have Brock Faber, Kaprizov, Eck, and the key word here is healthy. If they stay healthy, this team will go past the first round.
Well, we've already had an injury that's
yes,
impacting him.
The wheels are already coming off.
Yeah, and that was who is it that we acquired that just
so
got?
So Nico Sturm was with us a couple years ago. He's back now. He won a cup with the Panthers last year. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. He's actually going under the knife, I believe, for this procedure. And we have Zuccarello out for 6 to 8 weeks. It's not looking good out of the gate for the Minnesota Wild. And Brodin is out tonight with the an illness, I believe. So.
I tell you, man, like it's already starting not so good.
It's not a good week.
But it doesn't take away from the expectations necessarily. Like we sit here and you just named off three guys.
Yep.
Good players for the Minnesota Wild. You know what it doesn't do? It doesn't take the pressure off Kirill Kaprizov.
Here's the problem, though, and I'm saying this as a hockey guy. Now Ryan Hartman has to take more reps because we don't have Nico Sturm to do faceoffs, to do penalty kill. The reason why they did not succeed last year, a big reason, is the penalty kill. And Nico Sturm probably is one of the better people that we brought in to fix that issue. And guess what? We're out 6 to 8 weeks without him.
Now, I'll say this, though. So what? I understand the reality of what you just said, but I'm saying so what, not in terms of like, I'm not empathetic to it. I'm saying so what, basically cosplaying as a season ticket holder for the Wild or just like crazy Wild fans that are like, I don't care. Get it done. What do you say to that? Because that is how it happens.
They have no reason not to. Yeah.
Because let's look at the Wolves. Mm-hmm. Let's say that not Ant, but let's say that it's Dante DiVincenzo. Let's say that he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. You know what the average Timberwolves fan is going to say? So what? That's my point.
I mean, contribution level. Let's take a look at Dante's contribution level in the postseason last year. There was a lot of hot and cold from Dante. Dante's replaceable, especially from the depth we have on the bench. That's a replaceable piece. He's good. Can be good.
Is Nico replaceable?
Who? Oh, Nico Sturm? not in the sense that not what we brought him in for. No, he's not. Our penalty kill is terrible. And our faceoff, you have Eriksson Ek, and that's pretty much it. So it's not looking good for the Wild. But we'll see. I'll tell you what I'll do. On Saturday when I'm la-di-da up in press level, I'll go talk to all the top people that you're friends with, including our good friend Jesse, and see if they say, so what? I'll see if they have the same mentality.
No. I didn't say that was my mentality.
Okay.
That is the average Wild fan going to say that.
Well, yeah, but because you said everybody's impatient. It's a win now.
That's just how it is. That's just how the average Wild fan is.
And I've become exhausted with that. It's just.
But when people are paying good money to see you, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
I
pay good money
the
for the Wolves.
Twins and we've seen a lot of fatigue with that in the last month with our
I pay good money to see the Wolves.
Yeah.
I pay good money to sit here while working and send other people to Wolves games.
Yeah.
And I know that I have the mentality, so what?
No,
like when Rudy's not playing, so what? Get it done, Ant. Now to be clear, you can have more of that perspective when you have a star player that can typically get it done. Mm. Without some of the other pieces. Because that's how stars become stars. Like, they're able to elevate other people. And I think that that's part of it, too, with Kirill. Let's be honest here. That's part of it with Kirill Kaprizov, is that he is not only getting paid to produce himself, but also be a guy that's going to have other people be in the mix and get better.
And that's, I think, one of the biggest bummers about Zuccarello being out for a significant time is before he came here, like, there was not really a pairing with Zuccarello on any other team that has helped him produce the numbers that he has until he met Kirill Kaprizov. Once Kirill and Zucky became a pairing, that went so skyrocketed into the echelon that I don't think a lot of people knew it was going to. So yeah. Zuccarello was good, but he was not as good as he has been with Kaprizov. So you're right. Stars elevate not equal, but lesser level stars.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.